As the 2000 election neared, discontent with the direction the country was headed reached new levels. The country seemed disinterested in both major party candidates, Vice President Al Gore and Texas Governor George W. Bush. Ralph Nader entered the race as a Green, and Arianna Huffington organized shadow conventions to take place literally in the shadow of the Republican and Democratic national conventions in Philadelphia and Los Angeles.
Well, I look at it myself as the beginning, really, of an exploration. That's the reason we're exploring. You don't know what you'll run into on an exploration. What the sky looks like, what the stars look like. Do they still twinkle, or are they a steady light when you get outside the atmosphere?
You're listening to Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!, broadcasting live from downtown Philadelphia, Center City, and the Independent Media Center, where we have been broadcasting all week as we move into the fourth day of the Republican National Convention. I'm Amy Goodman here with Juan Gonzalez. Well, history was made last night at the Republican Convention, and we're not talking about Dick Cheney's speech. It was what happened on the convention floor while he spoke. What's believed to be the first time in U.S. history, a candidate for president held an impromptu but well-attended press briefing on the convention floor of an opposing party. We're talking about Ralph Nader. In fact, we'd asked him to come to the convention. We wanted him to provide commentary and analysis. The networks think nothing of bringing in opposition Democrats, but these political figures still invariably reinforce the official line. We brought in Ralph Nader as the voice of an outsider who's been excluded from the political process in many ways. But from the moment we arrived, scores of board reporters desperate for a story, as well as delegates and politicians, swarmed around Ralph Nader, the Green Party presidential candidate and well-known consumer advocate, as we began our journey to the convention floor.